Let's Talk Ministry. I know we're getting closer to Christmas, and so I'm sure your schedule is getting busier. There's be a phrase that we use around the church, more opportunities for you to excel in the power of the gospel and the truth of the scriptures and the help of the Holy Spirit. And so praying for you as you enter into this Christmas season, praying for your family. Some will get a chance to travel. Some will just be here in town. And so excited about the opportunity to celebrate the birth of our Messiah, our Savior, our King. And then also to be reminded about being a light into our community. So I was looking for our time together. I was reading through Psalm 11. I'm not going to read all of Psalm 11. I'm just picking up the very first verse of Psalm 11. Doing some study, looking at the history and the background. And so we don't know a whole lot of the details around Psalm 11. We know it seems like David is in a desperate time of life, in danger. There's a temptation for him to say, you know what, I'm done with all this. I'm going to run. I'm going to flee all this. Or it's going to be an opportunity for him to just pause and trust in the confidence of God, saying, okay, God, I'm with you. I know you're with me. I know there's a lot in front of me right now, but I just want to walk by faith and not by sight. And so Psalm 11, verse 1 reads this, in the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrows with the strings to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. So I was thinking about, one, what does it look like for you and I to take refuge? Maybe that's you or I saying out loud, okay, I pause. I cannot handle this situation. I need your help. It could mean just opening up your Bible, sitting in your favorite chair, and just going through passages of scripture. It could mean you actually saying out loud that you will release control of a situation and say, I want to give this to you over and over and over again, and I don't want to take it back. I don't want to try to fix the situation. There'll be another thing that you can do when you're thinking about taking refuge. I think one of the interesting things is when we think about taking refuge, it would be also for us to say, you know what, I'm not running. I'm not throwing in the towel. Even though you might be right and you're doing the right thing, that you're not going to give up hope. You're going to cling to the truth of the scriptures. You're going to say, you know what, I really am going to stop trying and I'm just going to take refuge in you. I'm just going to put hope in you. I don't know where you are today, but I know at times when things get difficult, there's a temptation to run. There's a temptation to say, God, where are you? And so as you face this new opportunity, as you face this Christmas season, as you face whatever the life struggle that is in front of you, it's okay to be quiet. It's okay to wrestle with it. It's okay to be frustrated. It's an opportunity to step back and place yourself inside of the castle whose name is Jesus, and that he's able to hold it all together for you in the midst of whatever might be going wrong. For David, we think that it was his life was in danger. Probably not, your life is probably not in danger that as you listen to our Let's Talk ministry, but there's a lot of things that you feel like are in danger. And so just pausing and saying, okay, I am going to willfully put my trust, my hope in your refuge, and I'm not going to run. I'm not going to hide. I'm going to just walk with you, even though somebody might be firing an arrow at you or life is really, really hard. Thank you, Father, for December, the opportunity to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And we're excited about that, but we're not just celebrating the birth of Jesus. We're celebrating the Messiah. We're celebrating God is with us. We're celebrating hope. We're celebrating peace. And so help us to do that well in the midst of the busy season. As family comes around, things we got to do, help us to do those things well. Thank you for another opportunity to be able to do that. And so give us strength and wisdom in that. And then also help us to take refuge well this year or this Christmas season. Help us not to run, but just walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for this opportunity. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a great day.